Hi, this is Carmen Pesek, and I'm visiting with Jack and Shirley Nixon at their residence. Shirley's mother's maiden name was Iris Betty, and her father's name was Albert Leadham Chick. Jack's mother's maiden name was Mary Isabel Campbell, and his father's name was William Glenn Nixon. So Shirley, tell me about your earliest memories as from a child.
My earliest memories? I don't know. I was always a outside kid, so. And I was told many times about climbing the windmill and sitting on the little perch at the top when I was 2 years old, so scaring my mother half to death. But I worked outside with my dad on the farm, and so I spent a lot of time with animals and whatnot. I went to school in Gadsby, which is a little town about 20 miles east of Stettler, and rode the bus from the time I started. I never went to a little school. And I don't know how many kids there would have been in the school. It was grades 1 to 9, but not huge, big classes. So maybe a couple hundred or something, I don't know. And then, I liked doing outside things. Played a lot of baseball, and
did you, were you on a baseball team?
Yes.
What were
and,
you?
Yeah.
What were you guys called?
I don't know. We're just Gadsby Ladies. I don't. My first baseball team I was ever on was from a little hall not far from our place, and it was Shooting Lake, and we used to play baseball there. And or softball, not baseball, I guess. And it was then after that that we went and played in Gadsby when I was a little older. But we always played ball at school, and there was a curling rink in Gadsby, and we used to curl on the old artificial ice, or not artificial ice, on real ice. So sometimes that was quite a challenge to even, when it was warm, to even try and get a rock down. I was in 4-H for many years, and that was during that time in 4-H that I met Jack. I can tell you, I went out with him on a dare from one of my friends. First time I went out on a date with him. So, consequently, 3 years later, we got married. But so we always laugh about that.
So did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had. My oldest sister was Beatrice. And then there was Phyllis. And then myself, and then Rosalind, and then George. Beatrice has passed away, but Phyllis lives in Red Deer, and George and Rosalind both live with, in, no, George lives in Red Deer too. Rosalind lives in Stettler, still around that area, so my mom and dad are both gone for quite a few years. And that's kind of my memories, I guess.
So as a child, like, do you remember how many kids were in your class when you were going to school and what grades it was?
Well, we had grades 1 to 9 at Gadsby.
In one class?
In one school. But sometimes there'd be like grades 2 and 3 would be combined or something depending on how many kids were in it. My class, most of the time through high school, was about 12 or 13, I think, in our class. There wasn't never a huge big amount.
So what grade did you, like, what grade did you go till?
I went to grade 12. I graduated from grade 12, yeah. In Stettler. We, after grade 9, we took grade 10 to 12 in Stettler, which we were bused in there. So that was about, like I said, about 20 miles from Gadsby. So
you were bused every day to school?
Every day.
Every day. How long of a bus ride was it?
We were on the first part of the ones that got on, so I don't know. Maybe an hour.
Oh, so not too bad.
At one point it got a little longer because they added some kids on when they changed the bus route, so I think it was about an hour and 20 difference or something, the longest it ever was. So.
And what did your mom and dad do for their occupation?
Farmed.
Farmed?
Yeah. Mom never worked out or anything, so she was just on the farm.
And did you guys raise animals?
Yeah, we had cattle and pigs and chickens and a goose that used to chase my mother. And, always cats and dogs and stuff like that. But.
And so when you got off of school, did you have to go help do the chores?
Yep.
Milk the cows?
Milk the cows and feed pigs and chickens and stuff. I used to like to ride a steer once in a while. And rode horses. And, yeah, so.
Okay, Jack, tell me about your earliest childhood memories.
Oh, can I lie just like Shirley? Or no?
No.
My first childhood memories. I have no idea. I guess I was. When I started school, I was in a school that I had four in my class, and of course I was the top of the class out of four.
Straight A student?
Huh?
Straight A student?
And from that little school, a model, I went to Botha School, which was 10 times as big. And from Botha, I went to Stellar. Played a lot of baseball and then softball after, and played a lot of football.
What position did you play in football?
I played fullback, running back, defensive end.
Did you guys have a pretty good team?
I couldn't believe when I came up here. No football.
Yeah.
I thought a town this size should have a football team. Well, I guess they did for a while. But. And from there I went to... I got out of school and I helped Dad for a while, and then I went to Fort Saskatchewan and worked in a garage. And from the fort, I worked at Conoil Equipment in Edmonton, and then I got married. And I worked on a farm for a while, and then I went back to the garage and apprenticed as a mechanic and got my license.
So did you have any, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were 7 of us, 5 girls. I was a picked on one.
The only boy?
No, I had a baby brother, but I was the middle one of the family.
And what grade did you go to?
5.
Grade 5?
I finished part of my grade 12.
Oh, okay.
Then I decided working was the life for me. So.
And did what did your parents do?
Farmed. Yeah.
Just cows and chickens, the normal animals, or yeah.
Yeah, we'd run quite a few cows. Dad always had to have a small herd of horses, but I never got to pick a horse for very long because he, as soon as a horse was broke, he sold it. So I spent my life on many different horses. He was quite a horse trader. And when I met Shirley, I was 5, but I think I was 17 or 16 or 17 when I met Shirley. We got married 2 years later.
Okay, so when Jack and I met, like I had said earlier, it was at our 4-H Achievement Day, and we were showing our calves and then had our sale. And he had asked me out, and I laughed at him and said no. And then my friend dared me to go out with him, and so I went back and said, I will go out with you. And we went out for 3 years before we were married, and I was still in high school. He was at the time also. So, and
so what did you guys used to do for fun when you were dating?
There was still a lot of country dances then. So, I mean, we went to a lot of dances, and there was still a driving movie theater in Stettler, and we used to go to the drive-in in the summer. And yeah, there was always a theater in Stettler too. So yeah, or else we'd just get together with friends or whatever. And but we went to a lot of dances. And Jack played football when we were in. He was in high school, and I didn't do a lot of sports. I curled in the winter, and I still played ball in the summer, but that was about it. And yeah, and then we got married in the United Church in Stettler, and then by Reverend Jerry DeBries, and we went to Botha, is where our reception was, at the hall in Botha, which is just a little town 7 miles east of there. And our reception and dance was held there. And I think there was probably 200 or so at our... I know the hall was full, so there was a lot of people there.
And what year was this?
This was 1969. And then we went to Edmonton after we were married, and we were only there for a short time, and Jack worked there for a little bit, and then he moved back to Stettler, lived at my folks for a little while, and Jack was working for one of the neighbors there. And then we got a job at Sandown and Charlet Farms, west of Stettler, and we moved out there, and we lived right there. And so he worked a lot with the cattle and showing cattle, and always at Calgary Stampede, and they'd have a bunch of Charlets and Red Deer at the Westerner days. And so, yeah, and then Jackie was born. And then Glenn, and then Jocelyn.
So what years were they born in?
1969, 1972, and 1976.
And they were all born in the hospital?
They were all...
Or were they born...
Glenn and Jackie were born at the Stettler Hospital, and Jocelyn was born at the Bashaw Hospital. So
when did you decide to move to Athabasca, and why?
We moved up here in 1992, and I came up here as assistant manager at the United Farmers, or UFA as it's better known. And I had worked, my first job was at the Stettler Auction Mart in the office there, and I worked there for, I think, probably 2 years. And then after that, I went to work at UFA in Stettler. And so when we moved up here, it was because I transferred. And Jack had, after we had left the Charlet farm, he had went to work in Stettler at a service station. And then he had got his mechanic's license. But because of his asthma and stuff, the fumes didn't do him any good. So the doctor had told him he had to quit. So then that's when he went into doing flooring, and that's what he worked at until he just retired this year. And I continued to work with UFA until I retired. So
how many grandkids do you guys have?
We have quite a few, but we have... Jackie had two girls, and their names were Caitlin and Kristen. And then she divorced from her husband, and her and Neil, her second husband, has had five boys. So, and Sean, Eric, Scott, Brett, and Dane. So, and the oldest one was the same age as Kristen, and the youngest one is now, or Caitlin, I mean, and the youngest one is 18, so.
And did Glenn have any kids?
Yeah, Glenn had a son, and then his name was Jaden, and he had him when they were up here. Then him and Lori split up, and then he was married to Jennifer, and she had two girls, which are now 17 and 15. They're grown up already. And then they divorced, and so.
And yeah. Jocelyn?
And Jocelyn has one son, and he is going to be 20 this year. So, yeah, that's all the grandkids. There's quite a few.
Yeah.
And now we have some great grandchildren. And our granddaughter has, Kristen and Stockton have Layla, who's 4, and Theodore, who is 1, and they're expecting their 3rd baby. And Caitlin's not married. She doesn't have any children. Sean has a boy and a girl, and Carter is going to be 10, and Zoe is 4. And Scott just had a baby here about a month ago, so. And the rest don't have any kids yet.
So that's 4 great grandkids you have?
5.
So, Jack, tell me about your different jobs you used to do.
Well, when I first started out, I worked at a little garage in Fort Saskatchewan as a mechanic for Emil Barron, best guy I ever worked for, one ardent mechanic, unreal bugger. That's why I liked him. And then from there, I went to Con Oil Equipment, and then I quit that, and I worked for a farmer for a little while. And then I worked for Sandan and Charlie Farms. Then I went to work as a mechanic, got my ticket. And so when I got fed up with that, basically, well, I worked at CCIL too. That's where I quit and started as a floor layer. I've been a floor layer ever since. 40 years.
40 years, wow. So how long did you work for Primax?
About 16 or 17 years, and then I went on home. Yeah, I think it was with Jimmy for about 16 years anyway.
And how long were you on your own for?
Right till now.
Till now? Yeah. And so now what are your guys' plans?
I think we're going to sell everything, get a divorce, split it up, and move on. I don't know. I'm having trouble with being the way I am, so, because I can't do a lot. But I cut grass, and I can do a few things. Every once in a while, if Aubrey gets a plywood job or something, where I can work on my knees, then I help him. But I can't do the flooring thing anymore. So.
So who's Aubrey?
Aubrey was actually Jocelyn's boyfriend, and that's Chase's dad. And when they split, Aubrey kept working with me. I liked him better. But no, actually, we always kept in touch, and he's worked with me off and on now for just about 20 years. No, he's on his own. Well, like he has been for a long time. But, so
Shirley, are you still golfing? And so what do you like to do to keep busy nowadays?
Yeah, I golf. Usually twice a week. I would go more often, but my body sometimes objects. So, And I do swimming, sometimes lane swim or exercise class, the deep water exercise. And I like to walk. Our life has changed a bit in the last year with Jack not being able to get around as near as well, so it's been a little different, but we adjust. And we will have been married next April. We're going to be married 50 years, so that's a little bit of a milestone nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get an award for it next year.
And
so do you have any plans for your 50th?
Not yet, I don't know. It'll probably just be a family thing, I don't know. It's hard to say. Depends what the kids decide. So, I said, I don't know. I don't think any of our kids will ever see 50 years. So.
Yeah, it's hard nowadays. Well, it's not, it's very different. You sustain, you guys are strong, so tell me some of your tips for keeping a marriage strong, I guess.
You're going to ask Jack a question like that.
I told everybody else you've got to beat him quite a bit. But.
Which he's joking, of course, because he has never done that. But
I've wanted to.
Our kids say, you guys will argue. And Jack will say, look it, I've been married almost 20 years. I'm entitled to argue. But...
I'll say, what I say to my kids, I'll say, you know, we've been married just about 50 years. How many partners have you had in the last few years? In 20 years, how many partners have each of you had? Because each of you have had different partners.
Yeah.
When you can do what we did, then you tell us about arguing.
Yeah.
I got a right to argue.
You sure do. Well, Jack and Shirley, thank you for visiting with me today and taking part of the Seniors Memory Project.
It was fun to do this. Wasn't it, Jack?
I suppose, if you say so. See, that's how you get along when you're married.
You
yes,
call,
ma'am.
You
no, ma'am.
You compromise.
That's right. That is so right. There's always compromise.